Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Nuts!
Greetings and welcome inside hour two of the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon.
Hobo.
What are you doing, T-shirt? What's wrong with you? It's a live drop Friday.
Oh, wow.
Wow, that's an F. That's an F, man. That may be your worst mistake ever on the show. On a live drop Friday, you played a drop.
Hobo.
Yep. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Bah.
Well, two games left right now in the NCAA tournament, and one of them looks like it's going to be over sometime very soon, and it looks like it's going to be the Creighton Blue Jays who are going to advance the Elite Eight. They have a huge lead over Princeton right now, 68-52, with just about 12 minutes left to go in the second half. If Creighton wins, okay, if Creighton wins, again, we talked about this a little bit last hour, but just think about this now. If Creighton wins, that means San Diego State, Creighton, Florida Atlantic or Kansas State will be playing for the national championship.
So great.
One of those teams will be playing for the national championship. Just think about that for a second. Not Alabama. No, we're not talking about Arizona or Baylor or Purdue or Marquette. No, no, no. One of those teams, San Diego State, Creighton, FAU, and Kansas State, one of those teams is playing for the national championship next Monday night.
Yeah, I mean, part of it is we just have to change our thinking and try to see if this doesn't usher in a new age of college hoops, right? Does the world of NIL, grad transfers, all of these things, right? And remember, some of these teams benefited from guys sticking around because of the COVID year, right? Everybody got the extra season tapped in. So you add all that together, and you have a little more of a chaotic time. We've seen so many high-leverage, high-profile coaches step away, most of them either under their breath or once they've gotten a little bit removed from things, cursing out the current state of college athletics and where we're at and where that roadmap is, safeguards or shysters creeping around programs, and, you know, the shady people, as it were. So, I mean, you got all of that kind of coming into play, and it sets up a scenario like we have here. Right, Alabama was the consensus number one. They'd been able to ride through all of the off-court drama and terrible circumstances surrounding Brandon Miller. He comes into the tournament and has the worst tournament ever. 8 of 41, and shooting percentage is the lowest, you know, when we start getting into thresholds for how much he's touched the ball. So it's a different environment. Everything you've built up for, it's like, hurry up, I love you, now change.
You know what this is going to be, and this is going to be the big takeaway from this, right? What does this mean? We have a year where it's going to be mainly all Cinderellas, right? At best, you're going to have a 3 seed. You know, is going to be, you know, in the right tournament or to play for the national championship. You know, Texas also is up big over Xavier right now, yeah, at halftime, 42-25. So it looks like Texas is going to move in, and they're a 2 seed. But yeah, you are
big 3-pointer at the buzzer too.
Yeah, you're getting none of the blue bloods are, you know, survived. You know, Kansas didn't survive, Duke didn't survive. You're getting even the Johnny come lately powers of Houston. You know, the last few years they didn't survive. Baylor didn't survive. What this is going to make, and I guarantee you this, is that if we see a Final Four, let's just say it's Creighton makes it to the Final Four. I think Creighton's better than San Diego State. Let's say Creighton and Texas and UConn and Kansas State, right? You have these teams that were, they were just okay. They were teams that were, you know, they finished, you know, third or fourth in their conference. You are going to see the argument made in a large way to expand the tournament. Because if you can let these teams in that can be middle-of-the-pack teams in Power 5 conferences and they can make these big runs, or you let more of these mid-major-type teams in and they continue to make these runs, maybe we can let more teams in. Let's just have, if we're gone, if the era of, hey, the 64-68 team tournament, and eventually we're going to get Duke and Carolina and Kentucky and Kansas and all the blue bloods and the teams, you know, that you watch all the time, if that era is gone, because I really do think that era is gone, you have so much more talent spread out around the country. Nobody stays as long anymore. They all stay, you know, if you're really good, you stay a year or two, you move on, you try to make it to the NBA. You're not going to see these yearly powers like Kansas. Like, I just think it's an era whose time has come and gone of the teams that every single year win their Power 5 conference and go deep into the NCAA tournament. I don't think that's feasible anymore. So now if you're seeing a case and a situation where, hey, anybody can come in here. We got 6 teams beating ones now, and, you know, 2 this year. If you're saying anybody can win, why not expand the tournament? Because if anybody can win, if 6 teams can come in and win, and Fairleigh Dickinson come in and beat Purdue, why can't we let more? Why can't you let a team like Syracuse in? Why couldn't you let Michigan in? Right? Why couldn't you let some of these other schools in that were they're a little bit lower in the seedings in the Power 5 conference? But why can't you let these other teams in if it's truly anybody's game now? And that's going to be the big thing coming out of this, is that, well, if we're just going to have a whole bunch of chaos and we can't bank on the blue bloods making it to the end, where we see the upsets early, but in the end it's Duke Kentucky or Duke Carolina, if we don't have that, why not expand the tournament? That's going to be a big thing, and I guarantee you they do expand it. We may go from 68, may see a smaller one like 68 to 72, 76, something like that, but maybe something where those play-in nights become bigger nights, and they become big nights for the NCAA tournament in general, where they're just like Thursday and Friday. We're going to get those 16 games on Tuesday and 16 games on Wednesday, and then the 16th Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and it becomes an entire week. Because we all like gluttony. We all want to expand stuff. Mm-hmm. Why not make it a week like that for college basketball? And that's what we're going to see, because that's going to be the big byproduct of this tournament.
Well, more, quote, play-in games, all of those, sure. I mean, it's more revenue, more opportunity. And in an age where you've got all this chaos, what do? The one product you know that works, go and get more of it. Now, obviously, everybody that loves to watch television ratings are already wringing their hands over next week. But I'm looking at it from pure basketball. I'm entertained. But the argument against it, I take you to the famous Pixar film, The Incredibles, and the character of Syndrome saying, well, once everybody's super, then no one is.
Oh, look at that.
Got to expand to 136, guys, so Syracuse can get in.
If you expanded to 100
just
teams, Syracuse might have gotten in. Because they were on the first four out of the first four out of the first four out of the bubble teams that were the first four out before the first four in. So if you got to 96, they might have made it.
Well, I mean, the first step is getting acknowledgement. And then, I mean, the lobbying that'll go on, are you kidding me? At this point, you're going to have state senators giving stump speeches. You got problems. You got infrastructure problems. Doesn't matter. We got to get our team in. We need more, especially the state schools, because we need some of that revenue coming back in. Let's go.
Speaking of teams in, guys, have the Bruins fired Mick Cronin yet?
Oh, stop. Come on, man.
Are they going to fire the trainer because he couldn't? No, got to listen to the whole show. Welcome in new folks, those that have been around a minute. Can appreciate that for what it was.
Twitter at How About a Fresca, Mike at Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon. I mean, that's going to be the big takeaway of the tournament, because for the longest time it's been, okay, 64 is good. Now we have the play-in round. It's Tuesday and Wednesday. But now we're seeing that those schools just don't make it anymore, right? And the aura of Coach K doesn't coach anymore. Well, but Boeheim's not coached anymore. All these guys, Jim Boeheim's not walking through that door. Mike Krzyzewski's not walking through that door. It's going to be, why not make it bigger? Why not have an entire week of college basketball mayhem? Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Everybody's going to watch. It's a whole week. You think people are not going to watch these games? Of course they are. And you need to be able to throw, to keep interest at the level it's at. Because, when eventually you're going to get to a point where, boy, if I'm watching teams that I don't care, do I really need to get to the TV? Right? Like, I mean, as fun as it would be to have, Florida Atlantic play Creighton, in the Final Four to go to the national title game. Is that really appointment television for you on Saturday to say, I got to watch that game? So the fact that we're going to have games that are going to be games you check in on, not games you have to watch on TV.
Right.
We have to go with quantity, and we're going to overwhelm you with all kinds of games just because we know you'll watch eventually. And we'll make up for those games that maybe people don't watch by giving you another 32 games that people are just going to love. So that's how I see this going the next 5 years.
Yeah, I think part of it is you play the percentages, right? Because the next teams you would let in, there's not much differentiation between them. So in theory, you've got close games. And obviously, as more and more entities, Fox on down the line, lean into where you can bet and more states come online for legal wagering, the ancillary revenue streams there and eyeballs and advertising opportunities in game and in lower thirds and all of that stuff that you're able to sell, everybody plays, everybody wins. So it's inevitable, as it were. You'll have a bunch of dog games, and even in this tournament, I mean, look, some of these games were dogs with the decided underdog just kicking the crap out of the higher seed, which is fun, right? It's like all the playground kids that got pushed around a little, especially if you're of our age, because the teachers usually just stood there and said, hold on, I want to see how this works. I want to see how this plays out. Whereas now, if you just say you're stupid, you're in detention for 3 weeks. And I'm not saying that you should let it go. I am just saying it's different times. But you're going to have a lot of eyeballs that travel. And if you do it right between your streaming partners, social media, and the broadcast partners that pay the huge dollars, then you're going to find those eyeballs, whether people are at a bar, restaurant, whatever. I can't tell you how many guys and women I know that, have their brackets, but they were out and about, kids' soccer games, whatever. most of their cell phone plans, it's unlimited data at this point. So what are they doing? Yeah, that was nice, honey. Come on, hit that three. You know, so you've got all of that that keeps getting better and better.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com, ExpressPros.com today.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Don't drink that poison.
It's a live drop Friday.
I pay for that.
Things get a little tight right now. I mean, not between Texas and Xavier. Texas is up 17 with 16 minutes left to go. But Princeton has cut Creighton's lead to 7.
And now they're banging each other.
It is now a 76-69 lead for Creighton. Still some time left, about 3.5 minutes left to go. Princeton trying to punch their ticket to the Elite Eight. And I know people are watching Princeton for the first time going, wait, I thought they ran like this backdoor offense and they didn't score any points. And they played really tight defense. I don't understand any of this. Wait a minute. No, Princeton scores a lot of points. They shoot a lot of threes. This is not your Pete Carril Princeton you used to for the last time they made the NCAA tournament.
Well, evolution. We've been talking about it all night long, right? Just the tournament as a whole, and coaches go out and systems go in. You know why? Because change is inevitable, and you hit a ceiling, and you have to change how you're recruiting, the way college basketball rolls up anymore, and sometimes you find a formula that can elevate you to this status. Fun game.
All right, so we'll keep you updated here again. About 3 minutes left to go. Creighton leading Princeton again, 76-69.
Hey, meanwhile, Jason.
Yeah.
How about you get to some real basketball?
I was going to say the Knicks are off tonight. The Lakers lead Oklahoma City right now, 5 minutes to go in the second quarter, 56-48. The Lakers playing with Anthony Davis. without D'Angelo Russell, with Austin Reeves in the starting lineup. So far, it has been a big night for AD. He's got 15 and 6 so far. He's 6 out of 7 from the floor. About 4.5 to go before halftime. Austin Reeves, everybody's new favorite player.
MVP.
5 points and 5 assists and 5 rebounds. He is almost
MVP.
He have a triple-double tonight,
yeah,
Austin
but
Reeves.
But you saw his latest quote, right? Because they're asking him about contract extension stuff. It's like, well, I'd like to stay here, but we all know it's a business. Like, I love that he's now at that stage of his career. Yeah. It's like, Blake, you, I'm getting paid.
Mike, he's getting more guaranteed than Lamar Jackson.
could be at the end. With the way NBA money can flow sometimes, yeah. And, I mean, and especially after Ken Francis took the second briefcase. It's like when Mike was divvying out the first cook for Walt and Jesse, and Jesse standing there going, where's all my money? It's kind of like Rachel Green on Friends. Who's FICA and why do they get all my money? Same idea here. Lamar's going to end up with holding the bag, literally.
The last four games, look, this is Austin Reeves now. I want to make as much money as I can. This is a guy that was averaging about, about 10, 11 points a game.
Hey, that was a while 13. Ago.
Now it's up near 13 because his last four games are 25, 35, 16, and 24. Suddenly now it's like, hey,
MVP.
He's in the starting lineup now. Look at that. Hey, Hillbilly Kobe. Look at him go.
And I'm
now
kind it's like, of a big hey. Deal.
He's like Jamie Foxx in Any Given Sunday, who went from the third string guy throwing up on the sidelines, and now suddenly he's starting a quarterback. He's doing videos, steaming, Willie Beeman. I got my fans dreaming.
I got the ladies screaming.
Yeah, very good, Frostberg. Way to edit that.
As long as you leave that one, yeah, that version
now,
of it.
Here's the insanity of this, right? We talked about the NCAA tournament, who could wind up playing for the championship in the Final Four. With the results tonight, right, the Dallas Mavericks have already lost. They've now lost 3 in a row. They are in 11th place in the Western Conference.
Mark Cuban's crying somewhere.
If the Lakers beat Oklahoma City.
What do you mean if?
They improve. You know, you said like, –
What do you mean if?
What do you mean if last night for UCLA?
No, that
what
was
happened?
Your fault.
UCLA gacked
Mike,
it away.
Mike, help me out
fault.
Here.
No, your fault. Your fault.
Jason had them winning it all.
He doomed
them the second
nope.
he picked them.
Nope, that was your fault. 100% your fault. You were the one that said
America
UCLA's
knows your track record.
No, stop. If the Lakers win this game, they improve.
He still says
to
if
500, 37-37. They are tied for 7th with the Timberwolves. They will just be 1 game out of 6th place overall. With the Warriors, they will also be 2 games out of 5th place, all right, and 3 games out of 4th. This is what it means to just go 500 in the Western Conference.
That's
you
right.
can move up to 4th place at some point soon.
Sup, Nuggets?
Because everybody is losing. I mean, that's insane. If the Lakers, I guarantee you this, if the Lakers won 5 in a row, they would be in 4th place. That's how mediocre and bad the Western Conference is. They win 5 in a row, they would be in 4th place.
But that's the beauty of it, right? Isn't this, you know, the parody and chaos that we want? Sometimes we're just talking about it with college buckets to where maybe you tune out a little bit because you're not seeing the familiar faces on the sidelines. Remember, a lot of those coaches have now retired or they've done some job hopping. And you look at those teams going to the wayside. Some of them didn't make the tournament. North Carolina said, we're not playing basketball at all. Syracuse didn't get invited. Sorry, got to do it. But you have that changeover. Likewise here, you got some people crashing the party that had already started things in the past. We talked about Memphis a lot last year. Ja Morant's back. Now they're scoring 150 points and winning 5 straight. They could be the number one seed. But Sacramento and teams of that nature, we've got our interest peaked. And the more muddied it is, the better it is for the final couple weeks of the season. Whether it's just jockeying in terms of playoff seeding, but also just good basketball, right? Because we know the 5-6 teams that stink. A couple of them are in Texas. But Popovich is having fun teaching the
dude, there's
the kids,
lots of teams that
says.
Stink, man. You're talking about teams that are over 500.
Yeah, that's fine. But I'm saying they stink. I mean, they're stink and they're stink.
Okay, all right. Chappelle. So you're just amping
I'm just
up
saying,
with this thing. Okay.
Well, I mean, look, the line of demarcation is the fact that we let 10 teams from each conference into the playoffs.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, we've really lowered that bar enough, all in the name of a tournament, and that's fine. Good for TV. Get some of the stars in. We had the stars aligned where we had the Warriors and Lakers have to play there together and all of that fun. So that's great. So sometimes, what was the old theme song? Take the good. Take the bad, and here we have the NBA.
So that just think about how insane. If the Lakers won five straight, they'd be in fourth place. They'd be in fourth place. They'd be in fourth place. That's how bad the Western Conference is. We're talking about Sacramento is basically the Sacramento Kings, who haven't made the playoffs since 2006, are basically locked into the third seed at worst. And the Grizzlies needed a five-game winning streak with John Morant coming back just to keep the Sacramento Kings at bay and keep a two-game lead there going the last seven, eight games of the season. This is how bad the Western Conference is. It's being held up by the Nuggets and now the Grizzlies with John Morant back, and everybody else is just now. I will throw it out there for the Suns. If Kevin Durant does come back soon, and right now we're hearing he could come back as early as Wednesday, that would change things if he comes back and he's healthy. But you're also talking about Kevin Durant having to come back and stay healthy for all of this.
Did he go on to social media and try to refute any of the reports like LeBron did?
I don't think he did.
Chased and bounced around the league like LeBron.
Yeah, no, it's still the honeymoon period with KD. It's there.
Needs to stay out of the layup line.
Did that guy get fired? Like, what happened? The person that's supposed to mop up down there, did they lose their job?
No, your legs aren't supposed to be like linguine, man.
Dude,
he skipped leg day for 35 years, and it still made him the best basketball player on earth.
Don't blame the mopper. That guy probably doesn't even have insurance.
I want to make sure he's still around. Like, is he like disappeared?
Oh, wow.
Like, I want to know.
I mean, there
like,
is a big desert there.
Yeah, like is he out with Ken Jeong in the middle of the desert, like in the beginning of The Hangover? You know, look out. So we'll have more NBA on the way coming up. The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon live from the TireRack.com studios. But the NFL is on the cusp of doing something that's going to really piss off teams and coaches. But not only is what they're going to do going to happen, I'll take it one step further. Roger Goodell and the NFL are going to vote on flex scheduling for Thursday Night Football. Right now, it would be the last three-ish games of the season. Do they want to put better games out there on TNF than what's been out there so far? And I get it, right? Because you have Amazon, who I'm sure that was a meeting with Jeff Bezos that was just, hey, we're paying a lot of money. You give us good games or I'll just buy the NFL and I'll just do whatever the hell. Oh, you're right. Okay, well, we'll look into it. Let's look into this first because, you know, the players are going to be mad. The coaches are going to be mad. Let's just look at the end games. Okay, great. And, hey, can you tell Al Michaels to be quiet? How about you tell Al Michaels to be quiet?
So, I saw Al the other day. I got to say hi.
Did you really? Did he say, oh, man, hey, I'm sorry about those TNF games?
No, our guy JP Shadrick did ask him about the Jaguars-Chargers game.
Okay. Did he say hi, it's Al?
No, I mean, they kind of did the intro for him, so he didn't have to.
All right. I mean, I'm just picturing Al Michaels walking around when you meet him. Hey, Al, how you doing? Nice to meet you. Hey, listen, I'm sorry about those Thursday Night Football games. It's not my
– JP Shadrick would do that.
That wasn't
I mean, the video will make the rounds eventually, but he did go through and he's given a speech, right, getting a Lifetime Achievement Award, you know, Barrett Sports Media Conference. And he's standing there, he starts going through, he goes, you know, I've worked with over 100 people. And he starts naming off some of the legends. He goes, and then you got Madden, and there's O.J. Simpson and Bruce Jenner.
OJ did it.
And he pauses brilliantly and then picks up with the last couple guys he wants to mention. But, like, the look on his face and the laughter in the room, that's about as good as it gets. And when it got to Q&A, I wanted to ask some questions, but I figured that might have gotten me thrown out. Like that guy yesterday at the John Wick movie.
Hey, I'm sorry about that. I'm sorry about all these games. I'm sorry about but this is what's going to happen, all right? If you think teams and coaches are going to be mad, and they are, because the players don't like Thursday games, coaches don't like Thursday games, but the league likes Thursday games because everybody watches, and TNF games are big deals. Mm-hmm. Monday night, Sunday night, Thursday night games are big deals. If you think that's something, just wait, because you know what's coming in the next few years.
wait until we get special Tuesday and Friday games.
Let's go.
During the
Let's
year.
Let's get it on.
All right? TNF said it's a really big deal, right? And you're looking to expand it and have football on almost every single night. And so much for the, well, we could be watering down the product. Nope, not at all. Everybody looks forward to Monday. They can't wait until Thursday. Now, you can't do it every week because you can't have every team play Tuesday and Thursday.
Sure.
But could you have a pack? Because remember the beginning when Thursday night football came around, it was just 8 weeks, right? It was, okay, we want to limit what happens with teams and how often they're asked to have short weeks. So it's 8 weeks, right? It was 8 weeks on Thursday night football. And then gradually it was, well, we can have more, we can have more. You're used to the idea now. You didn't like the idea, but now you're used to it, so now we can give you more, mm-hmm. right? That's just kind of the whole thing. You see that. It's a bad idea. We're only going to do a little bit. And now once you get used to that bad idea, we're not going back. We're just going to give you more of it. You can have teams that are going to be coming out of a bye play on Tuesday nights. You can have a team that's got a bye the week before. We are playing on Tuesday. You can have two teams coming out, and then they don't play next week. Then they can play the following Sunday. They can play Monday. Then because then you're off, you're only playing Tuesday. It's one extra day. We already give you the one less. We give you 2 days less when you got to go from Sunday to Thursday. So what's one less day from Monday to Sunday? You can play, especially if you're coming off a bye, you can play Tuesday, and then you can play the following Sunday. Conversely, a team can play a Sunday and then play Friday and then have a bye, and then come back a week after. I know the whole unwritten rule has been, oh, we don't want to mess around with Friday nights and football across the country. No one is not going to Friday night games and staying home to watch the NFL.
Right.
People are watching games, right? If you're going to a football game on Friday, you're going to a football game. But if you're staying home and football is on, you're going to watch it. I would say Tuesday would be more of a likelihood than Friday, but I would think sometime in the next few years, we're going to get both of them. We're going to get a small package of games on a Tuesday and a small package of games on a Friday, because you could do that for teams that are going into a bye and then coming back out. It's a little bit of schedule configuration, but you can do that. You could have a small, like maybe a 6-game slate for each one, and we can have game. Then you're going to have full slates on Sunday, a game on Monday, a game on Tuesday, a game on Thursday, game on Friday. You can have all of it. That you if you think it, we're getting overloaded, you were getting stuff now with and flexible scheduling on Thursday nights, wait until Tuesday and Friday happens. Just wait.
Well, because remember, you also have the other advent of an 18th game that's eventually coming down the pipeline. That's already baked into the great CBA that DeMorris Smith has. Like the collusion of the franchise tags and the way that's been established and all of that that he's trying to argue. Same thing. That's already baked in. So that's eventually going to get there. I think we can all agree that that's another part of this equation down the road. But to your point, yeah, teams with – you got to get creative with it, but wherever you can take over real estate, there's no sacred cows anymore. Right? For the longest time, there was a handshake agreement or over drinks late at night. It's like, you know what? You guys keep Christmas. That's good for you, NBA. And now it's like you, we're coming for that too. As long as the schedule doesn't really get affected in a too horrid way, yeah, we're coming for it. So that's where we're at. It's just the changing landscape and the way and the aggressiveness, I should say, and the disbursement and just expanded television rights and package and streaming service and proprietary information. You know, you look at even hosts and whatever. Yeah, you can use them here. You could use her there, whatever. And you got that hybrid thing. Same thing here. It's like, how do we get the product out as often as we can? Because we need to stay in front of people's eyeballs. Same theory as our business, right? The 300 different ways that you can access a show or curse at us at How About a Fresca, at Swollen Dome on Twitter. It's the same idea here. And by taking over Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, Tuesdays, and Fridays, however you want to work that, yeah, now we're taking over your primetime television, which has already been suffering. Tell me they wouldn't kill to have an NFL game, one of the rights holders, over whatever dog sitcom or non-reality show they've been trotting out there.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com, ExpressPros.com today.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases, and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Jenna, what happens when we die?
Lieutenant Dan, you got legs. Lieutenant Dan.
Lieutenant Dan, have you ever jumped for joy?
And you know what happened to that young boy who played my son at the end? Well, 5 years later, he started seeing dead people everywhere he looked. And one time he saw Bruce Willis, who didn't even know that he was dead the entire time.
That John Wick fella doesn't like people picking on his dog.
Too soon with the Bruce Willis stuff, man. What are you doing?
Well, I was going Sixth Sense with that. It's Sixth Sense because you, well, sorry,
yeah,
I just spoiled
Sixth Sense. You took a shot at his memory right there.
No, I didn't. I was talking about Sixth Sense. I was not. In fact, you and I saw John Wick 4 last night in the same theater. I went to the bathroom. I used the urinal next to Bruce Willis a bunch of years ago. So how about that?
Did you guys sword fight?
No.
You took went a peek, right?
I went to go see No Country for Old Men, and after the movie was over, Pam and I went during the day, because we like to go to movies during the day, and after the movie, two people were sitting in front of us, and we didn't know who they were, and they were kind of talking during the movie, but it was fine.
During the really day? Anything.
Yeah, and then we were going to leave, and same theater we went to last night in Century City, and I go, I have to go to the bathroom, and I walk in, and there were like four urinals, and somebody was using the first one and the third one. So, you know, I have to pick one, obviously, because I'm like, all right. And then a guy walked in. He was going to go to the fourth one, so I'm into the second one. So I got there to go to the bathroom. I'm sitting there, and I'm, you know, getting ready to go to the bathroom. And I hear this guy next to me, and he's talking with the other person about the movie, going, wow, you invest so much in Josh Brolin's character, and to see his character, the development arc through, I'm going, that's Bruce Willis. And I look out of the corner of my eye, and sure enough, it's Bruce Willis. And I'm like, hey, I'm using a urinal next to Bruce Willis. This is awesome.
Was
and
he
he's talking to his friend
the
about
urinal?
The movie. No, none of that, Probably just aiming at the B. We were aiming at the B in the bottom. I got to hit the B. Hit the B. Hit
You've
the B.
stalked a lot of dudes in the bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
No. That just, no.
That's how he corners
that just
them.
Happened at, that just happened. That just happened. It just happened to be coincidental. Did not know it. I did not.
Because then you do that to Noonan.
Oh, no. He walked in on me, actually, and I was like, oh, wow, it's Danny Noonan. Oh, my. Yeah, I went to see the squid and the whale, and he walked
That's
in.
Right,
I was like, oh, yeah.
And he saw the whale.
Oh, hey, no. He just saw me and went, oh, there's some dude that's seen Caddyshack like 5 million times. Great.
You're getting we old. Have jumpy.
We have one game left in the NCAA tournament. Looks like it's Texas. It's going to move on. But to celebrate what we've seen so far, the best thing we can do is, of course, this.
Oh, wow.
And now, it's the Magic Johnson Twitter game.
The Magic Johnson Twitter game. Nobody a more obvious and vanilla tweeter than Magic Johnson. I give you the tweet because he's tweeting about the tournament. You tell me if this is a Magic Johnson tweet or if it's made up entirely by me. Playing myself, Mike Harmon, Alex Teicher, Justin Frostberg, Steve DeSager. Are you ready?
Let's get it on.
Yes. Don't All forget right. May.
And Forrest Gump.
You think Magic still thinks Michigan State's in?
Let's play the game and see.
Oh,
let's
okay.
play the game. We don't know who's going to win the men's tournament. The title is definitely up for grabs, and any of the 16 teams can win. Ooh. Is that a Magic Johnson tweet?
No.
We don't know who's going to win the men's tournament. The title is definitely up for grabs, and any of the 16 teams can win.
It's so vanilla, it's absolutely got to be one.
Either that or it's really a great fabrication, down to the letter. I'm going to say yes, because he's been off the mic, so to speak, for a while. So, yeah.
Okay. All right. DeSager said no. Teichert, where are you?
I'm going to say no, but I'm curious to think what Forrest has to say.
What's Forrest going to say?
Forrest, what do you think, Forrest?
I'm confused what a tweet is.
Okay. I thought tweet was one of those little birds that was flying around like Tweety and Sylvester.
One once flew into the window and Mama helped
Jenny
him.
Told me her and Magic have something in common.
Okay.
Whoa.
You stop that right now. Dump that.
I love you.
We don't know who's going to win the men's tournament. The title is definitely up for grabs and any of the 16 teams can win. That is a Magic Johnson tweet. That is a Magic Johnson tweet. I have to give the NCAA credit. They really did a great job with the seedings and matchups because all of the games are coming down to the wire. Is that Magic Johnson tweet?
I'll say no.
I have to give the NCAA credit. They really did a great job with the seedings and matchups because all of the games have been coming down to the wire. All right, it's a no from
Only
DeSager.
Magic would give them credit.
I have to give the NCAA credit. They never put us on probation while I was there, but Michigan.
And nobody else is going to give them credit, but Magic would.
That's okay. A tweet.
All right, so no from DeSager and Harmon, and a yes from Frostberg and Teichert. It's the exact opposite of the last round. That is a Magic Johnson tweet.
You suck, Steve.
Everybody is one up, one down on that round. Everybody is tied. One, just like the NCAA.
No, you're not. I got both right. What are you talking about?
I thought you only got one right.
You want me to replay the tape?
No.
I'm still here.
We'll have another big story out of the NCAA tournament coming up next, Fox.
I heard Magic has a big boat.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks,
Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.